Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, when it comes to technology, do you tend to be an early adopter of the newest tools? Or do you tend to wait until others have the latest technology and then ease into it gradually? Well, I'm not a tech-savvy person, so I am grateful that my husband is and can help guide me so I can ease into the latest tools. I remember decades and decades ago, I'm sure you do too, when computers and the internet became user-friendly for us common folk. At the time, a friend of mine was absolutely adamant that nothing good could come from the internet and that it would be a tool of Satan. So she was absolutely not going to use it. Well, she was only half right in her prediction. She did eventually decide to join the technology crowd, so she was wrong about that part of the prediction. But she was right about the other, that technology and the internet would be a tool of Satan. We know it's true. As Dr. Erwin Lutzer, the author of our book, The Church in Babylon, has stated, technology can be used for either good or evil. Just like a knife in the hands of a surgeon can bring life-saving value, that same knife in the hands of a madman can bring destruction. Well, so too technology. As we live in our modern-day Babylon as strangers in this culture that opposes our Christian values, we must open our eyes to the subtle and not-so-subtle ways technology is battling for influence over our lives. I'm sure we can all agree that there are many great benefits to technology. I mean, my goodness, cell phones and texting can provide convenience and safety. And church services are now being streamed all across the world. The Bible itself can be accessed online from anywhere at any time. And social media keeps us in touch with family and friends in ways that we never could before. And virtual business was a lifeline during the pandemic shutdowns of the past few years. What would we have done? So technology is not inherently evil or good. The key to its value is determined by the person at the controls. And as aliens living in our modern-day Babylon, we must be aware of the choices we make about how we and our children and our grandchildren choose to use technology, what we do when we are at the controls. And you can be sure of this, like everything else we as believers choose in our lives, our technology choices won't be in sync with the majority, not while we live in this current day Babylon. Well, this is why God instructed us through the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 6 to daily put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the evil, the devil's evil schemes. Ephesians 6:11. Matter of fact, Ephesians 6:14 through 18, a little further in that chapter, would be a great verses to post in your closet and to read out loud as you're getting dressed each day. Paul writes, think about yourself in the closet, by the way. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And in addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which you will extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Yes, great verses to post in your closet as you're getting dressed, and think about the fact that you're getting dressed, putting on the full armor, because we're getting ready for battle. We're going out into our day, and it's a war zone. We're going into battle. We need to get dressed for it. Every day we put on our armor. One of those pieces quoted in 6:14 is the breastplate of righteousness. Well, the breastplate of righteousness is to protect our hearts, to protect our hearts. So when we put on that breastplate of righteousness, protecting our hearts, then we can face the day with on our lips the battle cry from Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Boy, what a fitting screensaver that verse would make for every device we own. Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. We must guard our hearts before we click on our phone to look at our texts or our Twitter account. We've got to guard our hearts before we click on our computer to look at our emails or Facebook or Google or even click on the TV. We've got to guard our hearts, meaning first we pray for God to give us the strength and the wisdom to protect our hearts, because everything we do, all the decisions we make, pour out of what is in our hearts. And if our heart is corrupted by things we read, by things we see, by things we hear, then everything will be corrupted. So let's ask God to make our hearts sensitive to what honors Him, because the influence of Satan will be subtle. Our author of the book, The Church in Babylon, Dr. Lutzer, writes this on page 129. He writes, I agree with those who say that media may constitute the most powerful education systems known to man. Cultural critic Ken Myers sees the media onslaught on our culture as more insidious than persecution. He writes, enemies that come loudly and visibly are usually much easier to fight than those that are undetectable. But the erosion of character, the spoiling of innocent pleasures, and the cheapening of life itself that often accompany modern popular culture can occur so subtly that we believe nothing has happened. He goes on to write, remember, the goal of much of the media is to ensnare your child, or you, for that matter, into various forms of sensuality. The goal is always to enliven the appetite for more. He goes on to write, it has been said that the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world it leaves to its children. We have to fight for ourselves and for future generations. The world is using technology to vie for our lifelong devotion. He goes on to write, a parent recently said to me, in retrospect, giving my daughter a cell phone was like giving her her first shot of heroin. End quote. Yes, it is that dangerous. And you know, nowhere does our position as strangers in this modern-day Babylon show up more strongly than in our stance and how we will use or not use technology in our own lives. Our author affirms this as he writes on page 133 of his book, maintaining mental and spiritual purity while surrounded by the temptations of technology thrusts us into a new level of satanic warfare. The church should be helping all of us realize that we are in a spiritual battle. The Bible says that Satan prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. There is a battle raging in the invisible world, he writes. The minute you begin to win some victories, the opposition intensifies. Satan's one desire is to draw our souls away from God. Then he substitutes pleasure, guilt, self-condemnation, and anger in God's place. The devil wants us to continue to violate what we know to be right, and so fills our mind with a list of rationalizations. Satan doesn't respond to sweet reason. He doesn't play by the rules, and he won't go down without a fight. Churches need to help, guide, and encourage their people to confront the enemy. There is nowhere to hide. This is not a war that can be won without prayer, earnest prayer, and intercessory prayer, and accountability. Well, you know, so when we feel outnumbered, and by the way, we are, and when we ourselves are battling temptations in using our technology in ways that are not God-honoring, remember this, we do not fight this battle alone. We do not fight this battle alone. We are an army of believers who are praying for each other. And we have Jehovah Nissi, our God, who is our battle fighter, with us in this battle. So ladies, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.